This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Shoaib Kutin. With me, Melissa Idris and Koo Soo Chuang. The morning run continues. There's been quite a bit of navel gazing, and I think we stand guilty of that. Malaysia, GE14, Pakatan Harapan. Just endless amounts of focus on our immediate challenges. But there is, in fact, a world out there, and things are happening out there that perhaps so we need to clue ourselves in on. One of them is surging oil prices and the strengthening dollar. On the line, we have Tim Mahalan, president of TJM Limited. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tim. Earnings season ended with Walmart posting strongest numbers it's had in 7 years, but it did not move the needle on the S&P. What's your take on U.S. earnings seasons overall?
Yeah, I mean, the earnings came out so much better than expected. Even the most ardent proponents of what was going to happen. But I think so a lot of it was baked in the cake. And a lot of it had to do with the tax. And also a lot of it was energy companies and material companies. So also you did have some decent, some tech earnings, but by and large it was a lot of induced by energy, but also there was a lot of the tax in there as well. But I think what they're looking at, and if you look closer, second quarter upgrading earnings have not been upgraded. And I think what they're looking at here is higher costs going forward, wages and perhaps unit labor costs, raw material input costs and so forth that could hurt margins. So to me, I think what you're looking at is, yeah, that was there and it was better than expected and we're still holding pretty firm in the market. But looking forward in the second quarter, they're not projecting that out into future quarters and they're a little bit worried about some rising costs that can hurt margins.
Tim, I'd like to take a look at the strengthening dollar. Now, you know, emerging markets really benefited from a weak dollar and rising commodity prices in 2017. But now we're really seeing the benefits of that begin to fade. What do you make of the dollar strength in terms of becoming a key risk in the Asia region as well as in emerging markets?
Well, if the dollar were to continue, certainly would be a risk. But when you look at where we were a year ago in the dollar, and also I think you saw a nice short squeeze, because that was probably one of the more crowded trades was in the in a short dollar position. So I think you saw some unwind of that. I, however, think that the dollar is at a point where you probably need to, I think, where it's about run its course. And for me personally, look to be shorting the dollar and reassert position. So I think EM markets look perfectly fine from here.
Well, I mean, you know, Tim, the last few days have seen a bit of a retracing back of the dollar strength. But what's your view for the rest of the year on the dollar and what that may mean for emerging markets, especially in Asia?
Yeah, I think that the dollar is probably going to, I'll use the dollar index as a proxy. I think it's going to roll back from this 93.50 area into the mid-80s. You know, put that in perspective in the euro probably make, you know, probably find support here at this 117. Maybe it can, perhaps, who knows, it could spike to 115. But I think it's probably at a point, exhausted point right now. So I think it probably trades back to 125. So I tend to think that the dollar, to me, looks as though, you know, and plus, let's not forget to mention the fact that the administration does not really want a strong dollar either from a trade perspective. So I think that you're looking at a case right now where the dollar, to me, looks like it's, this is the top of its range, and I think it's going to roll back towards the lower end of its range that we saw earlier in the year.
Well, the other big development, of course, Tim, has been the surge of the oil price. And I think overnight in London, Brent crude hit $80 a barrel. You know, outside of course, fresh trade sanctions in Iran and, of course, thinning U.S. Crude inventories. What else are driving, other factors are driving oil prices?
Well, don't forget to mention Venezuela as well. But but I think that the other fact that's driving the crude oil prices, and I think you need to look at gas. To me, it's a demand-driven. This is, you know, supply, I think, is going to start coming on, so I don't believe we're going to see $100 crude, but, you know, 80, you know, seems pretty reasonable, and not unexpected, by the way. But I think what you're looking at is gasoline demand, and I also believe that you're seeing global demand, which is reflective of a stronger global economy.
Well, you know, Tim, just that you mentioned gas, of course, oil prices are less important to Malaysia than of course, gas prices. Do you have a view on where, you know, the prices of that particular commodity are going for the rest of this year?
Yeah, I think the gas, especially gas oil, because I believe there's some new shipping standards that ships are going to have a certain a certain type of fuel, which and I'm not real expert, so I don't want to stumble too badly over this, but I do think there's some, you know, gas oil, and I think some of the crack spreads, I think, is going to be the real story, in my view, going forward here. Not so much crude, but I think the crack spread is going to be the real telltale. So I'm kind of bullish on any dip there.
Tim, I wonder if we can turn our attentions to Europe and Italy in particular. We haven't had the formation of a new government following the elections there 7 months ago, but it looks like some movement has been made in terms of a decision between or a possible alliance between the Five Star Movement and the Northern League. What do you make of these fresh initiatives in Italy?
Well, I think if there is a risk to the dollar outlook, vis-a-vis the euro, that's one. But, you know, to me, Italy's been kind of like the sick child of the, or the sickest of the ERM currencies. And to me, it's, you know, again, I think there's some problems there, not to mention the banking problems, which really never have been resolved, in my view. So I think that Italy is a little bit of a risk. I don't think that it's going to turn into a situation like we saw 5 years ago with Greece and Spain, but I do believe that it is a risk to the system, and not good, but Italy's got a lot of problems to work out, and namely in the banking system. Mm.
Thank you very much, Tim. That was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited, with his views on global markets. We'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.